How you doing, Romeo?
I'm good. Yourself?
We're doing great, I think. You lost Kevin Johnson for the year. You got Kareem has been out. You know, Johnson's got the forearm. Dimbs has been out. How do you keep playing well in the secondary, and what do you do as a coach to make up for the injuries and personnel?
Well, you know, we have guys on the team who've been in the system, who've been practicing, and so they know the system. And what you hope is that if they have to go in or when they go in, that they are able to execute at a high level, you know. And when you can get that, it's not as much of a drop-off. I think one of the things that we've had this year in the secondary is we had a lot of competition because of who we've had, you know, there. And as a result of the competition, that makes everybody better. And so all those guys have gotten better. And so when we lose a guy, you know, then the next guy is able to step in and perform some.
What's it like to lose Kevin Johnson? How was he playing, and what does it mean for him to be gone?
Well, he was playing really good. You know, he had come on, you know, had the injury in the offseason, had come back from that and began to knock the rust off, and you could see that his transition was getting back to where it was before, and he was coming up and making tackles and able to cover guys. So we felt good about what he brought to the table for us, and we like Kevin. You know, now losing him, as we've talked about before, when you lose a good player, that sometimes depending on the ability level of the guy that goes in, sometimes it drops off a little bit, you know. And so, but the whole unit has to step up and pick up its game so that the unit can still operate efficiently.
You've used Boye at safety and corner, and his responsibilities seem to keep increasing. Could you talk about him now and the level of responsibilities that he's got on his plate?
Well, yeah, he stepped up, you know, since I've been here, and he's improved every year. And he's gotten to the point where we depend on him quite a bit, and we can put him out there, and he can compete against most of them, you know, and we feel like we can let him compete against most of them. And so he's been able to make plays and help the defense. And so I think he's been a big addition. It's been part of that competition thing that has helped us. And so then when you get Kareem, who gets nicked up, you know, then A.J. plays a little bit more. And so that's been able to be beneficial to us. And so I think that he has accepted the role and the responsibility of doing whatever it takes to help the team win.
Brian Cushing, being in the league for as long as he has, still has that same passion and intensity for the game. How does that translate into the meetings and what you see as a coach from him?
Yeah, well, Brian is one of the leaders on the team, and you know, the linebacker position, it has some innate leadership things that happen, you know, and Brian has been a leader, signal caller, and he takes his job serious. He takes playing serious. And what he brings to the table as far as his intensity and what playing the game well means for him and to us, that just still burns in him. And I think it will burn in him as long as he can play the game.
How has he helped some of the younger linebackers or the younger players on defense?
Well, you know, he'll pull some of the young guys aside and talk to them about a play or about a read, what he sees, and what they should be looking for. And I think that's one of the big ways that he helps them.
Romeo, you've been going against Kubiak's offenses for a long time. What is it about going back to Denver and then here, the system that he plays, it's all based on the run, and you guys have struggled against the run. How important is it then? You know what's coming. You know, he doesn't try to fool you, but what's it like to try to stop their running game?
Well, you know what, their running game, they're not complicated with their running game. They do what they do. But because they do what they do, they've seen every kind of front, every kind of adjustment that you can make to it, and they've got a good group of guys playing the positions. You know, they got an offensive line that is an aggressive offensive line. They have a particular scheme that they employ. They're very good with their schemes. Their backs are well-built and well-put together, and they run hard. And it's just difficult to defend it. And so you have to put a little bit of extra time in, talk to your guys about it, watch it on tape, and then hopefully when you get to the game, you can execute and try to slow them down, you know.
How much of the way y'all are playing to run, you're one of the worst teams in the league, is because Watt's not here?
Well, I'm not going to say that we played a whole hell of a lot better because of what's happened on the field. You know, I think if Watt were here, that he would make some plays because that's what he does. But we collectively have to do a better job of beating blocks one-on-one and staying at the line of scrimmage, not getting knocked back, and then fitting our gap responsibilities, which we didn't do last week.
One more. Should you be better against the run based on who you've got out there, injuries, Watt being gone?
I think we should. And so as a coordinator, I want to be better, and that's what I'm telling them, that we should be better.